there's something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
What's up, Unusual Blessings Podcast listeners. How are you guys doing out there tonight? This is your girl Tunde, and I came on tonight to talk to you guys about a few things. It's been a little while. Tunde been working real hard on this podcast. I think I've recorded this sucker about 7 or 8 times, making sure that it's right. And when you hear it, you will say, Tunde, put in the work. Because that's what we got to do in this life. We got to put in the work. You feel me? But yeah, so I was sitting around lying down on Instagram and seeing how things going with Jay-Z and the whole deal. And you know me, so I'm taking some stuff out of everything and trying to see what we can come up with and turn it around for life lessons. My whole deal with this is, you know, first I want to say I don't have my mic on, so guys, forgive me if I sound distant, but I don't have my mic on. But anyway, I was on Instagram and seeing a clip that T.I. had put on about Jay-Z and what he said about this, what are we doing? And he said it's the clip that didn't go viral. And I actually seen the clip a couple of days ago and I didn't say anything, and I was listening to Jay and I was like, all right, see, bro got a he got a process that he about to follow. So we gotta try to just stop being so judgmental. But before we go into that, let's take a listen and see what he has going on, and just let's just see how he is going to handle this whole situation.
And what is everyone doing? What is everyone? Everyone can speak, like those Twitter people you talk with. Everyone can talk. Ask them, what have they done? It's 365 days last year. I can tell you exactly what I've done last year. I can tell you everything that I've done in that change. I can tell you the amount of people I saved from going to jail. I can tell you the amount of, I can tell you that I got this person out of jail. I can tell you that I've done this, and that. I fed this many people. I can tell you exactly what I've done with my 365 days. What has everyone done?
What has everyone done is what the brother was asking. You know, we can say a lot, and we don't know what the objective of Jay-Z is. But I do think God has a plan into this whole situation. This could potentially, you know, employ so many people. And this could have potentially put the careers on of so many black folk and brown folk and Latino folk and all kinds of folk, you know, that are of non-white origin, to prepare their careers, feed their families, you know, build a legacy for them that they've never, you know, thought would be possible. You know, things happen for a reason. We never know, you know. So many kids are taught to go to college and to make their way, but you know, and that is good, you know, but I'm $141,000 in student loan debt, and I'm not ashamed to say it because it's a big burden on my back. You know, so I'm coming up with ways to do something to build my legacy other than trying to get my degree, which I am going to get just because that's my personal goal. But if you don't have that college intuition, I would say, you may not be able to follow that path. But yeah, you know, let's just go to Dame. I want to talk about Dame and what he was saying and how he felt about things, you know, and get his perspective on it, because for one, he is a brother that's very opinionated, and let's just hear what he has to say.
Crack this one open. There's a big conversation going on about this NFL thing. Do you think that Jay did Jermaine Dupri dirty with this situation that's been described multiple times? I just seen Funkmaster Flex talk to JD and confirm that that's what happened. I'm sure you feel some type of way about this.
I mean, everybody knows Jay and shit. Like, that, everyone knows that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but does that surprise you at all? Because that seems particularly shady.
Listen, if you ask anyone in the industry, it's a common knowledge that Jay ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Define ain't shit for our audience.
He's about the bag. You know, we all know that. It's about, he's self-preserving, period. Like, you know, it's just that the people he does it to don't have, like, Beyonce next to him. They don't have that kind of a power. But
You know, Dame says, hey, the brother is about the bag. He ain't shit. He said some other things, you know. But at the end of the day, I feel like this. You know, it takes a smart person to build a billion-dollar empire. Just because he's got a wife doesn't mean, and she's a billionaire too, and her influence definitely has, you know, some things to do. We're not going to even deny that. But at the end of the day, the brother built up Live Nation. You know, and I don't want to seem fraudulent or like, hey, come on, Dame. You know, I respect what Dame was saying, though. Dame was saying some stuff, and I was taking some good points from Dame because at the end of the day, both the brothers are smart businessmen. Both the brothers, you know, are building empires. They're building legacies, you know. Dame has some good points about being a slave to the rat race, being a slave to the 9-to-5, you know, and people get harassed because they don't share that same, you know, enthusiasm for a regular life. You know, a person who is out there, a person who is into trying to develop change but has the boss mentality, that person cannot help that their mindset is there, because 9 times out of 10, that's who they are. That in the way they operate is who they are. It's not second nature. It's the nature of the person. So we shouldn't, you know, judge. You know, both the brothers got successful businesses. And even without Rockefeller, you know, I think Dame is doing awesome. I think Jay-Z is doing awesome. And we all know, you know, that Jermaine is doing awesome. So both of them have carved and in stone, you know, their piece of the pie of what they call the legacy of hip hop, of the culture. And I'm speaking simply about hip hop because at the end of the day, should I deny hip hop? No, hip hop raised me when my mother and father would be working. That's what I was watching, you know, hip hop, you know, Yo MTV Raps in the basement, you know, with A and the other brother with the dreads and you know, and Chris Thomas, the mayor, you know, special ed and the other guy, Ed Lover and the big dude. So I grew up on that kind of stuff. And, you know, but we do have to make sure that we have called to justice a solemn duty to help our people, you know, and that's important, because we're not only helping our people, we're helping human beings, because the moral of the story is that's what God would have us to do. So let's not be so judgmental. The word of God says, judge not, yes, ye be judged. You know, why would you want to judge a man on what he's doing when you haven't even seen a finished product? You don't know what he's doing. He could be about to set some things in motion that could potentially build another part of his billion-dollar income up, yes, but he's also making millionaires. Cause if you're a billionaire, you're gonna influence millionaires, and if you're a millionaire, you're gonna influence thousandaires. If you ain't a thousandaire, you're a hundredaire. Whatever you are, if you're a single, still push on for that next level up, and that's what I did today. Had some business meetings and trying to level Unusual Blessings as a market, as my brand up. You know, it's time to come up. It's time to monetize. You know, if I had a lady to try and steal my name, and I had to trademark my name. So I'm proud to say that I did that. I had to trademark Isha Girl Tunde, and I did that. And do I want to get paid for that? You right. You damn right. Because I'm out here. They're out there. You know, either way we slice the dice, we all are one people. We all are one place. And, you know, even down to what he was saying about Trump, you know, he was like, he fucked up, you know, and he is, you know, he right though. I like politics. So, you know, and I like what he was saying about, you know, inviting the lobbyists to his house. He trying to see what can we do. At the end of the day, Congress, it runs this ship, because anything that the president does, he has to get it approved through the Congress. And if the Congress ain't moving, we're in a standstill, and it's hurting our economy. You know, The other day I was watching a soundbite with the president, and a rather long, lengthy soundbite, I might add, for him taking questions from reporters. He actually sat there and talked for 40 minutes, and in a 2-minute time span, I counted, he talked about Obama 6 times in a 2-minute time frame. You know, why are you blaming Obama? You shifting the load, but at the same time, like Dame was saying, he gonna eat regardless. So I'm taking that approach. Whether Trump is in presidency or in office, we gotta learn how to develop other streams of income. We got to learn how to develop us and our self-image. You know, my mother always told me, write the vision and make it plain. Write down what you want. And then another lady said the other day on television, she said, and when you do write it down, when you do put it somewhere, learn how to execute. So this is my execution for y'all. This is an execution for your girl. You know what I'm saying? Just keep going and don't judge Jay about what he's doing. I'm praying that it's on the up and up, and I ask God to, you know, if he is doing wrong, if it is something that's not beneficial to people all in general, that it be canceled in Jesus' name. Right now, I'm not going to hold back on that because that's how I operate. Y'all know I'm going to do the Christian thing, and I'm going to do the, you know, the regular thing, you know, the regular life thing. But they are so intertwined that people don't want to realize that, because we think so tangibly that we can't think outside the box and think spiritually. And that's how we have to learn how to look at things. And that's how I'm looking at this situation. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. And hopefully you're still going to try to reach out to me at @unusual_blessings on my Instagram, Tunde Hector on my Twitter, Tunde Hector on my LinkedIn. You know, I'm on Snapchat, you know, Unusual Blessings. That's the brand. That's the baby. Rockefeller was their baby. But now, you know, Dame has who he has, his media company, his media network, from cooking shows all the way down to exercise programming. That's what he just said. I took a lot of good points from the brother. You know, I'm trying to let you know where I'm at. Come see about me, TundeHector.net. I'm gonna have some new changes geared towards my acting. And if you haven't seen my episode on Murder Chose Me, go and do that. Murder Chose Me on the ID Network, episode 10, Hollywood Boys. Just go on your demand and go back to the ID Network and go into Murder Chose Me, and you'll see me. I'll pop right up on you, Mrs. Wilson. My son is named Andre. At the end of the day, y'all be good. Y'all continue to love one another, because one thing about it, we living in a time where we gotta love one another to make it. And, you know, I didn't say love each other so much to the point where you leave yourself off, but definitely do look at it to the point where you say, you know, I have a moral obligation. I have a moral obligation to help people. I have a moral obligation to see what's going on with people and see where they are in their lives, because that's necessary. And I apologize about those 2 sound bites, but I'm not recording this again. So you know what? It's all good. Because one thing about it, y'all know me, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. And y'all have a good day. It's your girl, Tunde. Peace.